Right now I'm with Lauren Gilbert. Lauren, you're the Missouri Beef Queen. Congratulations.
Thank you on that.
I know you've been reigning since January. I'm sure you're busy here at the Missouri State Fair. What all are your duties, or what do you have to do down here?
So yesterday I handed out ribbons at the carcass contest. Today it was a lot of fun with my peers to pack meals for the kids and the Drive to Feed Kids, which is an awesome deal to be able to give back and serve. We're going to head over to the steer show later on today and do a couple more things. It's been an honor to represent the Cattlemen's Association this year, and especially at the State Fair.
You know, it's a great group, the Cattlemen's Association, and Mike Deering over there, the Executive Vice President, he's a pretty good guy, isn't he?
Oh, Mike's awesome, and he's done a lot for the cattle producers in the state of Missouri and the entire agriculture industry here in Missouri, and I think it's really awesome that I get to work with him.
Have you had a steak at the Beef House yet?
I actually haven't, but I plan on going over there right now.
I'll be here every day, but I definitely got to have that over there. It's really good, isn't it?
It is really good.
You have cattlemen from all across the state that come and help with that. Not only that, but right next to there, we've got the cattle women, and they do a lot of promotional work with the checkoff. They have some great ideas for folks, the recipes and promoting the beef industry, and it takes a lot of people to do that. All of you work together, I'm sure.
Yes, it does, and they do a great job through that and their promotion that they do there, and it's exciting because I get to work with them. I'll actually be in there tomorrow doing a cooking demonstration.
Oh, well, I might have to go over there tomorrow night and stop by and see that. I know Sue Day is a good friend of mine, and she was past president, but she's always in there. What school did you go to?
So I'm actually going to be a senior in high school at Chadwick.
Okay, and that's south of Springfield.
Yeah, so I live in Oldfield, but I go to Chadwick, and that's about 45 minutes southeast of Springfield.
Now, is your family involved with cattle?
Yeah, so I live on my family's cow-calf operation, where we have a herd of registered Angus cattle, and then we've got a herd of some commercial mamas, and I show cattle on the local, state, and national level alongside my brother, Peyton Gilbert.
The llamas, are they hard to raise?
What is...
Did you say you had llamas as well?
No.
Oh, I don't know where I got that.
Mamas.
Oh, mamas. Okay. You'll be the next llama queen, maybe.
I don't know about that.
Anyway, what are your plans? Got plans after high school?
Yeah, so I plan on attending Oklahoma State University to pursue a degree in ag business and ag communications.
I was just going to ask you if you're going to stay involved with agriculture. Sounds like you are. That's fantastic.
Absolutely. It's a great place to be.
We wish you the best of luck here. Congratulations on being Missouri Beef Queen. They made a great choice, and I will definitely see you at the Cattlemen's Convention, not before.
I'll be there. It's nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.